Just learn for a minute so we could say the Kaddish Drabanan and then Davin Mariv. So we're up to the Mishnah, which discusses the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says, Shal Yael Pashad. It's a Stam Mishnah, so you would think that that was the halacha, that you would use a straight Shofar, but the Gemara actually points out that it's better to use the curved Shofar, because in Rosh Hashanah, as Yom Hadin, we have a sense of fear and trepidation. The Rambam says not only you should, but you must. You actually, according to the Rambam, have to use a Shofar of a ram, because that has the Akedas Yitzchak connotation. So again, that's against this Mishnah. And surprisingly, Upiv Mitzupe Zahav, that even though we said you can't use a shofar of a para yesterday because of the problem of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, the issue of the Egel Azav, so you would think having Zav on the shofar anywhere would be a problem. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains that as long as it's not in the Makom Hanachas HaPeh, where you actually make the sound come out of, it's not a problem, because the kol, the sound of the shofar, is really what's Kibif Nim Dami, that goes in front of Hashem, and if it's just on the exterior, you don't run into this issue of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. Shtei Chatzotros Minat Tzadin. So you should have Chatzotros as well. So you're probably thinking to yourself, last time in Rosh Hashanah, I don't remember there being trumpets up there. So you'd be correct. It's only true in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Bachatzotros V'kol Shofar Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. That when you're Lifnei HaMelech, and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you need not only the Shofar, which comes from Yom Truah Yelechem, but you need the Chatzotros as well. Why you need the Chatzotros? We'll discuss a little bit more tomorrow when we discuss Taniyos, what the two themes are that sort of converge or synthesized in the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzotros minat tzadin, shofar marich v'chatzotros mekatzotros. It's just like the shofar is in the middle and the trumpets are off to the side, so the shofar goes longer, shemitzvah sayom b'shofar, because the defining mitzvah of the day is indeed with the shofar and not with the chatzotros. So what role the chatzotros play, again, we have to discuss tomorrow, and we'll discuss tomorrow the mitzvah d'oraisa, blowing the shofar on taniyos on days when the community is in danger, based on the pasuk, that chatzotros have a special utilization when the community is in danger on a d'oraisa level. And we'll talk about how a shofar is then integrated in the Beis HaMikdash to complement the chatzotros during the taniyos.